are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today.
Today, the show is brought to you by Ally Global Logistics. Ally Global Logistics is a family-owned international freight forwarding organization founded in 2011, specializing in the shipment of lumber and labor. More than your forwarder, we are your ally. Get in touch today at allygloballogistics.com. Hey guys, welcome back to Next on Scene. I'm so excited to have an awesome guest on the line who I've been waiting for a while, but we made it happen tonight. I have AO, Almost Owen, on the line. So excited to have you here. Hi.
What's up, Jackie? How you doing?
Good. Congratulations on your new amazing album, Late Night Dangerous. How is that going?
It's really awesome. I'm very excited. It's the it's my first release in a couple years, and it's been doing really well.
I mean, it's so awesome. I'm so excited for you. So how many songs are on the album?
So the album has 8 songs. Each song is basically a chapter in a love story. So from the beginning to the end of the album, it tells, the story of this one relationship. And I, with this album, I decided I wanted to, go about giving my fans a different kind of, release experience. So instead of putting it all out at once, I set up a system so I'd be sending a song each night to everybody in my inner circle, and they get to hear the story of the album that way. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I just got back from the gym.
Don't even worry. It's all good. Yeah. We're getting the real you right now, the real raw AO, right?
Yes, very much so.
That's awesome. So, obviously you and I have done stuff together, but for all our audience who doesn't know you, give us, a general background of how you got into the music industry.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in Waltham, which is, a town just outside of Boston. I started playing music when I was a little kid. Like a lot of kids with tiger moms, I started taking piano lessons. I was like 4 or 5 years old, but always sort of gravitated towards, rock music and playing by ear, much to the chagrin of my very traditional classical piano teacher. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a pretty classic origin story, but I had a cousin who is a year older than me who played guitar. And he had a really good friend who played bass, and we wanted to start a band, and we didn't know anybody who played drums. So I just started playing drums to be in that band. Fast forward a number of years, and I'm going to Berklee College of Music, studying jazz drums, and on a track to do that ostensibly for the rest of my career. I ended up getting injured and not really being able to use my left arm for a while. That's sort of a longer story on its own. But as a result of that, I started writing songs and singing and producing music. This was back in 2011, maybe 2010. I moved to India. I lived there for a little while. I toured with a Sufi rock band around there and around India, as well as in a number of other countries. Came back to the US about 3.5 years ago and have been running my band and operating under the name Almost Owen, and just trying to write better music and play better for my fans.
I love it. And so how many years now have you been in music?
It depends when you want to start counting.
Right. started with like a band, like when did you?
Right. I started playing clubs when I was, I think, 11 or 12 years old.
Amazing.
I'm 27 now. So, 16, 15 years, somewhere around that.
Love it. So inspiring. I love young up and coming entrepreneurs. I mean, you're rocking it.
That's what's up, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this is exciting. We're now going to do a little teaser to Late Night Dangerous's album that Owen has out right now. So the song we're going to have a teaser to is I Should Know Better. So stay tuned and we'll be back with Owen in a few moments.
We've been living on stolen moments. It should be weighing on me, but my heart's wide open. And maybe when I hold you closest, it's when I just can't see and I don't notice. I don't notice that, baby, some things are just for sure, so I'll stay. Even though I've been wrong. Playing out some motion. I've been breaking like hell, but it keeps on going. When you're coming into focus, it's when I just can't see and I don't notice. I don't notice that, baby. Some things are just for sure, so I'll stay. Even though I've been wrong before, you say.
Guys, how amazing was that, right? Well, if you're interested in I Should Know Better, definitely go to almostowenmusic.com, and he's also on Spotify. And if you stay up to date with his email list at Almost Owen Music, you can get all his latest updates. So definitely check out, again, I Should Know Better. All right, guys, we officially have AO back on the line. AO, that was absolutely amazing.
Thanks.
So well, who would you – oh, my God, always. So tell me, like, about, you know, if you were to compare yourself to somebody in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Good question. So I was really trying to I've talked to a number of people in the industry, and, you know, they talk about, like, when you send press releases, you need to be able to sort of, like – have a
compare yourself
statement.
Totally.
Yeah, you say, like, are you you know, this meets this, you know, like the J.R.R. Tolkien of storytelling meets, you know the Philip Dick of pulp or whatever the description. But so the one I've been using most recently is Paul Simon meets Drake. So very
awesome.
Influenced by, like,
What a combo. Yes. I love it. That's a great description.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you've seen me play live. So
totally.
You'd have a good understanding. Basically, I listen to a lot of rock music, a lot of folk music and songwriters, but I'm also, you know, obsessed with like more modern production styles, R&B, hip hop. So.
No, it's so great. I mean, you're so talented. I'm very, very impressed by you. Yeah, no problem. So, of course, share with our audience, too, like, where they could find you live, like, where you perform, where are you guys touring at all? Like, give us a little bit of that.
Yeah, so we are just sort of kicking off the album cycle for Late Night Dangerous, this album, which has sort of, it's come out for the inner circle of fans, but will be sort of unfolding to the rest of the public over the next couple months. So we're just starting putting together some tour dates for that. We have a date at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City, the 29th of June. We are tentatively doing a CD release show at City Winery on the 15th of June, which is a fairly new venue right across the street from TD Garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really awesome. We did something with the Improper Bostonian there for their Bachelorette edition, I guess, I don't know, about a month. It was like the day before Valentine's Day.
Awesome.
But yeah, so we're gearing up for that. We also have residencies at a number of spots in Boston. One is the Capo Supper Club, which is in Southie. We play there three times a month on sort of, we're there on Thursdays and Saturdays, but it's not exactly.
Every weekend. It's random.
It's sort of touch and go. So like I said, I have a sign up form for, you know, to join my fan club community. I'm calling it the AO fam. We're going with that for now.
Mm-hmm.
And people in it get my album for free. And also a lot of bonus content, but I also post schedules of all of our upcoming dates.
Right.
So people can check us out. So we have a date. We're playing at Capo this Thursday. Like I said, it's called the Capo Supper Club, but it's colloquially known as the Blackout Basement. for those of you who have been there.
I like that name. That's funny.
Yeah. And we also do a live stream sessions at 6 p.m. every Sunday on my Facebook page, where we'll just do a half an hour live concert for everybody who follows me there. And that's been really cool.
I would think that's awesome. Yeah, I love that take. That I've actually watched some myself. So I think it's really interactive and it gets people who can't see you live like a way to learn about your stuff.
Yeah. I've been really enjoying it.
Yeah. So is that, tell people that's on your Facebook page, like tell us all your social channels.
Oh, right. I forgot. I have to be like really explicit about this. So yeah, you can, if you want to check out the music, if you want to check out all this, you can go to almostowenmusic.com. Almostowenmusic.com. There's a form to sign up to get the album for free. All my socials are just, the handles are at Almost Owen Music, like facebook.com/almostowenmusic, youtube.com/almostowenmusic. I jumped in early, so I get to keep it simple like that.
No, I love it. That's awesome. The fact that it all is the same helps a lot too. So
yeah.
It's all good, hand in hand. All right, so we're going to play a little game time so people get to know, even though you love, what you do, we're going to just allow people to get to know you outside of work. So first question, you can answer them however you want. There's no time limit. If you were stranded on a desert island, what would be one item you have to bring with you and why?
I'm currently looking at a bottle of Maker's Mark, but that doesn't say anything good. What would I bring with me?
And it can only be one item.
It really is sad to say I'd probably bring my iPhone. And I'd have to bring a charger, too.
Oh, my God. What if you don't have Wi-Fi service? What's plan B?
You mean like a non-technological option?
Right. Well, because if your battery and there's no plugs, because a phone and a charger is technically two items.
That's fair. Are we concerned with practicality? Like, am I, do I, like, need a hunting knife? Can we just, like, assume that I need to survive? It's like a luxury item.
Exactly. Right? Okay, yeah, we could do that, sure.
Then I guess I'll bring an acoustic guitar. Let's go.
All right, that's awesome. Love it. Keep the vibe going. That's right up your alley. Sounds great. All right, second question. What is something that you have to do in your daily routine?
I was going to say write songs, but that sounds really boring.
That's not boring.
Well, I mean, I guess that would be sort of a safe assumption to make.
Right.
Daily routines. I journal every morning.
Me too. Love it. Yeah. I'm all about that. Like gratitude journal, like things you're thinking about.
Yeah, I like it because I feel like I can, you know, as I'm sure you know, you run your own business and you're building your own company and brand, and you can get really caught up in sort of putting out fires and the day-to-day stuff.
It's true.
But journaling every day, you get to sort of like see how you're progressing over a longer arc.
That's interesting. I never thought of it from that perspective. That's fascinating.
Yeah. I journal. Let's go.
I love that take. That's great. Okay, question three.
Yes.
If you can spend a day with anybody in the music world, who would it be and why?
Living or dead?
Living or dead, yep.
Well, there are people who I'd really want to like hang with because they're brilliant musicians. Like I'd love to hang with MJ but like it probably would not have been the best like social experience for me.
Okay, so let's do a social experience then and a professional experience.
Let's do somebody. I'd love to chill with Jay-Z. I feel like he would be a really cool dude to hang out with. Kanye West, probably.
Those are good ones. Those are really good ones.
Stories from hanging out with Kanye.
So this would be the social aspect.
I think that would be just everything.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've definitely, you know, have been around for a long time. And they are socially, you know, popular. So it totally makes sense. Those are good choices.
Yeah. Yeah, they're tight.
Yeah, totally. All right, so last question. What is your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure? I already mentioned the Maker's Mark bottle.
I know, good point. But you didn't say you were going to do anything with that, so.
Right. Yeah, I was probably just going to, like, look at it and use it as an object for like, writing things. what's my guilty pleasure? My God.
Anything you watch on TV? Any, like, thing that you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, I just ate a chocolate eclair, so I...
Oh, those are good.
That was very, very good.
Okay, so that's a good guilty pleasure.
Let's go.
Great job. That was fun. All right, cool. Oh, and this has been so great. So, tell everybody again how they can get the album, where they can... follow you on social media again, just so they can do all of that good stuff. So tell us again, please.
Right. So brief recap, just put out my album, Late Night Dangerous. It's my first album. It has 8 songs. And over the course of those 8 songs, it tells the story of a love affair from beginning to end. And instead of releasing the album all at once, like, you know, most albums are released, I broke it up into an 8-night journey where, you know, people who sign up for the album get one song a night. And each song comes with, like, behind-the-scenes footage and, you know, special exclusive goodies and demos of those songs. So there's, like, all this cool behind-the-scenes content. And, you know, they get the entire story over those 8 nights. And it's been pretty cool, you know. I wanted to experiment with format, and this has been a great opportunity to do it, and so far the reactions have been pretty amazing. If you want to sign up for that, it's really easy to do. You can get it for free, and it's exclusively available for people who sign up this way, you know, for the next couple months. I, you know, the songs will be coming out
you know, on Spotify and iTunes and all of those things, but not for, they'll be coming out over the next, you know, weeks and months.
Perfect.
If you do want to sign up, go to almostowenmusic.com. It's super easy to do. You get it for free. You can follow my socials. Everything is at Almost Owen Music.
Awesome.
Facebook.com/AlmostOwenMusic, Twitter, YouTube,
Tinder, do it. Whatever, just whatever do it. At. Yeah, just follow.
Just do it. Absolutely.
And definitely subscribe online to the website because all the new music is definitely worth listening to. So, Almost Owen, you are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for giving me the next On Scene cosign.
Yes, always. And please send me a song so I could put it in here for our listeners so that they can hear it.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, again, for listening in to Next On Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Today, the show is brought to you by Ally Global Logistics. Ally Global Logistics is a family-owned international freight forwarding organization founded in 2011, specializing in the shipment of lumber and logs. Interested in working with Ally Global Logistics? Go to allygloballogistics.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.